And as I was saying, there's a group, Dreamers Circus, that's on tour in the United States. And we were contacted to see if we wanted to do an interview. And it sounded interesting enough. And here we are. Who am I speaking with? Good morning.
Good morning. You're speaking with Runa Tonsgaard-Sørensen from Dreamers Circus.
Runa, first of all, I want to say whoever I called in your lovely country was the nicest person in the world. They told me where I called. They wanted to make sure. Well, they wanted to know what I was calling for, and thank God it's the middle of the day there, and I didn't wake somebody up at some ungodly hour.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about. First of all, what is Dreamer Circus?
So Dreamer Circus is a trio, instrumental trio, that we met 13 years ago now, in a jam session at a festival in Denmark, and we share a deep love of Scandinavian traditional folk music, and that is sort of the point of departure of all our music. But we also take inspiration from many other genres. I've myself been studying a lot of classical violin. I also play in a string quartet, so classical and jazz and pop, all kinds of other genres we try to be inspired from. But the strong foundation is our shared love for Scandinavian folk music.
Now, try to compare for us, for people listening, what Scandinavian folk music sounds in comparison with what would be considered American folk music.
Well, the difference is actually not that big. I mean, it varies whether you go to Denmark or Sweden or Norway. Of course, there are tons of different dialects of the music, depending on where you go. Danish music tends to be quite easygoing, light, often in major, often in 2/4 meter, whereas the Swedish music tends to be maybe a little darker and often in 3 meter. This is, of course, a generalization, but I think many people would say that it's somewhat similar to American folk music in many aspects. Think about that music, the folk music, has always been dance music, and it's not until recent times that it was actually brought onto the concert stage. So the roots of the music is really the dance, and that is, you know, the same whether you go to North Carolina or you go to Læsø in Denmark, you know. So many similarities, many things that binds the two traditions together, but obviously also certain dialects that you can hear here and there.
We're speaking about Dreamer Circle, who are in America. Now, I'm looking at the press release, and I'm looking at a picture, and it looks more like a little a little rock concert with you folks on stage, and with the audience so close to you. So obviously, what you do obviously includes some very upbeat music.
Yeah, well, it also includes upbeat music, but we always strive to create concerts that is very varied, and, you know, gets around in all areas of emotions, because what music is basically storytelling with notes, right? And so we always try to create sort of a journey from the first piece until the last piece. And, you know, travel through the concert, which goes in many different directions. So it's not only upbeat. It's music that both speaks to your feet, I guess, and to your heart and to your mind a little bit also. So there's a little bit of everything there. But as I started saying also, always, you know, founded in the sort of Scandinavian tradition.
Okay, now you're opening up on the 27th in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, how often do you come? How often do you come to the States to play? Is this the first time in the States?
It's not the first time. I think it's our fourth tour actually now in the U.S. And we have another one coming in later this season in the spring. It's one or two tours a year. It has been difficult the last couple of years, obviously. But now we are back on the road, and it's really nice for us to tour in the U.S. because, you know, also with many people having some Scandinavian ancestry in the U.S. is fun to talk with people, everyone over there, and for some, I think our music actually relates to a lot of people over there, which is makes us feel very much at home, and we always experience such a joy from the audience over there. So it's really a pleasure for us performing in the U.S.
Now, when you book performances over here, are there requirements for sizes? Do you play between 200 and 300 people, or for like thousands of people?
It depends. We can play in a performing arts center, occasionally a church, universities. It's different, but usually it's within the 200 to 400 people, I would say, and I think it's a good size. But we don't say no to any bigger venues if that's the offer.
The reason I ask is I'm going to give you a couple of places around here. And I think that what you do with Dreamer Circus would be a big hit around here. One of them is a place called Music Mountain in Falls Village, Connecticut. They are a chamber music site, but they are open to all forms of music. And they seat about 250 to 300 people. And that's called Music Mountain in Falls Village, Connecticut. And another site, which I know which would be interested in you when you're in the States, is called the Stissing Center in Pine Plains, New York.
Okay.
I think the next time you set up a tour, if you're going to be in the Northeast, it might be worth a call to set up to them in advance and see if you could set up shows, because I think you would sell out shows in both those locations here in our area.
Well, that sounds amazing. We'll look at that.
All right. So just talking to you and seeing the press release and looking what you do, this area is very inclusive in entertainment. Everything from, like I said, from chamber music to classical music to jazz to new age. And it sounds like what you do is a fusion of this type of music. And this is the type of area which would really, really appreciate something like that. So, I hope you remember those names and you write them down, because it'd be nice to see you guys perform in this area.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. It's very nice to hear, and for sure we'll look into it. So that sounds amazing. Really, thank you.
Well, all right. Well, have fun on your tour. It's a great thing that we don't have to worry about COVID-19 anymore. And have fun on your tour.
That's right.
In the States.
Thank you very much, sir.
From Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, to Richmond, Virginia, on the 28th, to Burlington, Vermont, on September 30th, October 1st, in Saratoga, New York, and Sunday and Monday, October 2nd and 3rd at 7 o'clock in Washington, D.C., October 5th in Provo, Utah. The group's name is Dreamer Circus. Once again, thanks for joining us this morning, and thanks for calling back after we dialed the wrong number.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on board, sir, and we're looking very much forward.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Dreamer's Circus. Sounds like really something that would be a hit around here.